Initiate countdown. Execute.
Do not touch your dial. We are in charge of this transmission. Squad. Brute Squad. Only on Jackalope Radio.
Greetings, salutations. Welcome to the Brute Squad.
The Brute Squad.
The Brute Squad. This is Johnny Reed. Mr. Sheets with me this evening, as always.
Of course.
It's a great night.
It is. It's a little humid.
It's very humid.
Damn Kansas City humidity. In the winter, it causes us to be extra cold, and in the summer, extra hot.
But see, I'm a winter person. I have no problem. Let it have 20 freaking foot of snow and I'd be happy.
You go ahead and hang out with Mr. Freeze. I'll stick in the heat.
Dude, any day, snow over heat.
No
always.
Way, no way. I get too cold, man. I get so numb, I can't feel my toes or anything.
Freaking wrap up in your Batman cloak and you're good.
Jeez, listen to this. Man, nope, you keep that.
Hey, I'm feeling honored tonight, so.
You are. God, it's no wonder with all the crap they're doing to the comic universe.
We don't even want to go to comics yet. That's almost too early in the show to start the whole B session.
It is a beat down.
It's like every week, what did DC do now?
It's terrible.
It's great, you know, because I'm sore. Like tonight, okay, you know, I'm in the shop, working like always, new comic day, hooray, everybody's coming to Brute Squad, it's awesome. And now it's like, everybody walks in the door and it's like, guess what DC announced today? And everybody's got this, like, disdain. It's kind of like, you're not going to believe what they did. And I'm like, great. Do I even want to log on? Because it's bad. It's always bad. It's like a whole universe of Elseworld titles is what it is.
Well, it's kind of weird because they're doing a lot of weird things with the game, too. Like, when I first started the game for the DC Universe, it was so nice, and it had a really cool communication system, and it was a little simpler. And, like, you have a list where you can create friends on there. And you can, like, if you do a lot of gameplay with a certain person, you put them on your list, or you join a league together or whatever, or you create a league together, whatever you want. But used to be, you'd go to your friend list, go to the person's name, it would put out a little sidebar to the right, and it would say, send them a message, invite them to a league, invite them to a group, whatever
right.
You want to do. Because you have to have groups so you can go do these alerts and things in the game.
Correct.
So now you can't do that anymore. Now you have to go through all this rigmarole and you have to go and type in this whole thing with their name. And if you misspell anything, it's this whole string command that you have to put in. And mind you, you're doing this on a little PlayStation controller.
But, you know, the PlayStation controller is so much bigger than the phones that you're texting on. And that's how
they
hear this
text,
stuff.
So you know how I'm saying.
Oh, granted.
So what system do you play yours on? It's the PS3.
Oh, so what you're saying is you have no money in your account because you've been hacked.
Oh, I didn't get hacked. No, I'm fine.
Hey, I got to put the dig in when it's gone.
But, you know, that just brings me to another point. Whoever did that is the biggest a-hole on the planet because it didn't do anything. Back in the 70s and the 80s, and even sometimes in the 90s, when people would do things like that, it was to make a statement or to for a reason they were pushed or, you know, it was a revolution. Man, that isn't a... People of today don't have reasons. They're just duh. They did it because they think they're cool.
We're talking crash and burn from hackers is what we're talking
about. Yeah, and for no reason whatsoever.
At one time, it was the point that they were trying to make a statement, and usually when they hack something, it was the man.
There was a reason.
So what are they going to do? What do hackers do? I mean, let's face it, okay? Let's just talk about the general hacker, okay? Not the ones that live in mom and dad's basement because they have nothing else to do. But what do they do? They play video games.
Well, some of them have a statement to make. You know, they're tired of these people ripping them off on software.
Well, don't get
whatever,
me wrong. I understand. But the point is the general hacker is usually also a gamer.
Right.
It kind of goes hand in hand. You know, I'm going to play PC games. I'm going to work on coding. You're usually a tech head. So let me hack PlayStation and get credit card information from other hackers.
Well, and
it's like, come on, guys, you guys are,
they didn't do
jerk.
Anything with that stuff. I think they just tossed it. But the problem was they didn't hurt anyone but a bunch of people who were innocent, like myself, who then couldn't play our game for 5-6 weeks. And now we don't even remember how to play it.
No, but what I'm saying is why a game system?
Yeah, it's dumb.
No, Mac, you know, go out there and hack Microsoft or the U.S. I mean, give me a break. Who does not have a problem with the U.S. government right now? Why aren't you hacking them? That's at least a challenge.
Worthwhile. Start a revolution. Don't go after some kids that are playing a damn superhero game.
No, let's not go into the revolution.
Let's start a revolution, man.
Dude, we need another tea party. I'm telling you.
And not the kind that they're talking about now, though. Those are wannabe ripoff tea parties. We're talking about the real tea party. Not these agenda tea parties where they're just a bunch of talking heads. You know?
Dude, I just want to call the government Custer and just put it at that.
Give them a last stand.
Give them the last stand.
Let's call in some superheroes.
Oh, dude. If we have any left.
Yeah, after DC's done, we may not have many.
Oh, dude, it's terrible.
Batman's going to be I don't even know what Batman's going to be. It's going to be terrible.
Should we go right into the comic news this week, or do you want to go into the movie news? Let's start with the movie news.
That's better. It's a little less terrible.
A little less terrible. Nice. Big news, Walt Disney has got the rights for Long Ranger.
Yeah, well, they've been working on that already. Yeah,
well, they've now finally put a release date of December 21st, 2012. And yes, Johnny Depp is playing our favorite, Tonto.
Yep.
And Ernie Hammer will be playing the Long Ranger.
Which I really wanted Ryan Gosling to play it.
I really wanted him, too. I thought he would have been good.
He's just such a good actor.
He is. He's awesome. And then what's funny is I saw that it was Jerry Bruckheimer's producing it. And I'm sitting there going, okay, I want to know who owns Johnny Depp's soul. Is it Bruckheimer or is it Burton?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both.
I think they get together like once a week, play some poker, and whoever loses the hand, okay, you get Johnny Depp for the next movie. I have to go grab someone else.
But you know what it is? It's Johnny works with people that he trusts and that he feels comfortable with and that trust him enough to pretty much give him a clean slate to do what he wants other than Disney kind of pulling him back on his, you know, Captain
but that's still
Jack.
Bruckheimer. Yeah, because Bruckheimer's lined up with Disney,
right?
Now.
But you got to have the Disney has to come in and do their, you know, their whole, you know, you can't go this far, you can't go that far. Tone him down.
You know, I'm not going to say anything about Disney bad right now, and you know why?
I'm sure you got your reasons.
I'll tell you. Guess why?
Why?
I have a forum called a radio show, which allows me to.
That's right.
But no. I thought Disney was going to walk in and just walk all over Marvel Comics. They bought them out. We're going to let you do this, and this. And it's freaking Warner Brothers in DC that's destroying our superheroes.
Well, don't blame Warners because the stuff they've been putting out is pretty cool.
It's the same company.
Right, but it's different divisions.
Well, division or not, that's like saying, hey, I'm not going to be upset with the CIA, but the FBI is all right.
Hey, I could go along with that sometimes.
But. Yeah, I'm telling you. You know what I mean, but...
But, you know, the thing with Warner Brothers is give them some credit. I mean, their games have been good. Their movies have been good. And I love those animated films they've been putting out. The Green Lantern.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
Have you seen the new Green Lantern?
No, I'm going to get that this week.
It's really nice,
Is it good?
Really, really nice.
I know the one thing that everybody's talking about is the fact that everybody wanted Nathan Fillion to play Green Lantern.
Well, they
and
got
this is
wish.
About the closest they got.
Yep.
It's like, come on, give us, you know, Captain Hammer.
It's really neat because it's an anthology and it's done in different styles and it all ties together so well. I don't want to ruin it for you, but
so it's kind of like the Batman Gotham Knights.
Only, like, there was a really disjointed kind of feel to the Gotham Knights for me, and it didn't flow well. I liked it. Of course, I love everything with Batman. I loved those would have been great single episodes of a series, but there wasn't a cohesion to the story.
It didn't flow.
But this all is there's a wraparound story. It's all tied together perfect, and it's kind of like what I wish Gotham Knights would have been.
Cool. I will be definitely watching that this week. I'll give you my review next week.
There you go.
There you go.
It's neat. I think you'll like it. It's a really neat movie.
The other announcement is finally Dan Slade, who's done 30 Days a Night, and he did Twilight Saga Eclipse.
Okay.
Is going to be writing the new Daredevil. Not right. He's going to be directing the new Daredevil.
Okay. Well, you've heard about the...
And they got Brad Caleb Kanes is actually going to be writing it. This is what's funny. The guy is actually the guy that actually wrote Fringe. Fringe is a great show. I really like it. Very X-Files, but to
me,
it's more enjoyable. The characters are more personable.
I wouldn't go that far for me. I love the X-Files, but yeah.
Oh, I like it, but I'm just talking. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the X-Files.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
To me, Walter is just one of those characters that you feel so bad for him. Sometimes you just want to go give him a hug. You know, he's just an awesome character. But this guy, not only does he write Fringe, but he was the voice of the animated Aladdin. What the heck that has to do with anything, I don't know. I just thought it was curious that you had a guy that used to do voice work now is going to be writing the new Daredevil.
Gotcha.
Because basically, for those of you who do not know, 20th Century Fox have the rights, and if they don't kickstart it, they're going to lose the rights. They're going to go back to Disney. So they're going to put out something, whether it's good or bad, just to make sure it doesn't go back to Disney. Because Lord knows, once Disney gets their hands on it, nobody ever will again. But the problem I have with this, honestly, is I don't think Daredevil really needs to be redone.
We've talked about that before. You and I are the only guys ever that liked the Ben Affleck version.
I thought it was great. I liked the acting. Throw Elektra in red instead of black, and it would have been perfect.
Granted. It had its, I guess, darn it.
But it looks like it's going to be Daredevil going to be coming out in 2 years. I'm kind of excited about that, though. I do like Daredevil. It has been enough years. I don't know if Affleck would want to do it, but we'll see.
Yep. I was thinking about this too. About we've been talking about different movies. The Ghost Rider. I got some really good news on that.
Dude, I've seen the trailer.
They're really going down a new road. It's going to be more horror, kind of like the comic
was. It's supposed to be more horror. They're doing it all in Europe.
It's very nice.
It's going to be Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance. I guess he's playing both characters, one of the rumors I heard. He's playing the Ghost Rider, and he's playing the nemesis, Vengeance, which is basically another demon that goes
after Ghost Rider. I didn't see that part, but I did see that they said they were going down the path that a lot of fans are going to like. They've stuck very straight to the comics. It's going to have, the Son of Satan or somebody in there. They won't say who, but they said it's a character that's very reoccurring in the comics.
That's Vengeance. That's the character that they're talking about.
They're showing the comics they're showing to have inspired them weren't the Vengeance comics. They were the ones from the 70s, the 20 Cent Jobs.
Sweet.
Yeah, they were showing all the covers for the ones that inspired them.
I have to check that out.
That's why I'm thinking maybe Son of Satan's in there.
Which would be all right.
That'd be pretty kick-ass.
Yeah.
Especially with today's technology.
Well, at that point, you can actually bring in some of the Defenders. I would love for them to take the Ghost Riders for the third one and do something like the Champions.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
That would be so awesome. You got Black Widow from the Avengers.
Well, that's what I was thinking. There might be some kind of crossover. You got Angel from the X-Men. Right.
I mean, do a crossover. Throw us an Iceman. Throw us a Hercules. And you got a really good lineup. And you can link that with Black Widow to the Avengers. Who doesn't want to see Scarlett Johansson in leather? I mean, come on.
Yeah, that was an interesting look for Scarlett Johansson.
All day long. Ryan Reynolds, dude, whatever you do, go back.
She looked weird, though.
Did you hear she's dating now?
I don't know if I want to know.
Sean Penn.
Well, guess there's no accounting for taste.
There's only, 20-year difference there? I mean, got to give him credit. That guy's got to be a stud. I'm serious,
Listen to you.
Well, God, he's like 50 years old, and he's dating Scarlett, who's like 20. It's like, put on a big, huge red robe, and we'll call you Hugh Hefner.
That's awesome.
Well, other movies that are coming out, besides Long Ranger, that they were talking about, The Hobbit, Unexpected Journey. They're going to be doing the new Star Trek rumor. The sequel is going to be out the Christmas of 2012. And then, of course, we got Man of Steel. Still kind of curious how that's going to go.
I'm excited.
It's Jack Snyder, so I'm excited. I'm really down with it. I think the casting's done pretty well. I'd rather have Tom Welling, but, you know, you can't always have everything.
I was going to say, we can't always get what we want, man.
Or ever here lately.
But if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need.
That is true. One thing, you know, I'm going to tell you, I'm talking about Ghost Rider. You know, we're going to be talking about toys, too, here and there on the show for all those. We really haven't gotten much into it yet. But the new Hot Toys Ghost Rider came out this week. I got to tell you, Todd, you got to check this out. It is the cool. I should have brought it up. It is the coolest looking figure because it comes with the two heads. It comes with the actual Nicolas Cage head, which is almost a drop dead likeness of him. I mean, Hot Toys is incredible. They have the pores of the skin in these figures. He actually comes with the bike. He comes with all these different hands. He comes with the regular Ghost Rider head. He's got the chains. I'm telling you, Hot Toys is the way to go. They're a little bit more pricey. They're in the upper end. I mean, this one's close to like $250. But the point is these figures are freaking incredible. I mean, Sideshow was doing good for a while there, but it's like Sideshow's, their prices on their figures are like $100, $120 bucks. And you get like a Star Wars figure that has a couple guns, maybe a couple hands. You know, it's kind of like the Joker they did. You got a Joker that comes with not only the clown purple suit, but he comes with the actual police officer suit, two different heads, 12 different hands, all these different accessories. And the craziest thing is you can actually take off the back of the head.
Yeah.
And there's a joystick and you can move the eyes wherever you want to put them. And it makes the figure very realistic and creepy, actually. But it's like they really they have higher prices, but you get something for it. Sideshow here lately, you know, they're putting out the crap figures, in my opinion. And what do? Let us raise the price to match Hot Toys. Yeah, jeez. It's not quite doing it.
That's not good.
Well, they're doing a 12-inch Dewback. That's what they premiere this week. Sideshow's got this big 12-inch, scale Dewback. It's freaking huge. But they're charging $300 for it. It's like $299. And I'm like, there's not $299 worth of plastic into this sucker for me to pay that.
I agree.
I mean, it's crazy.
That's crazy nuts is what that is.
Oh, I'm telling you. But you guys, if you get a chance, go out. Search the net, dude. Get out there and check out the new Ghost Rider. Very great looking figure. Really cool. I can't talk enough about Hot Toys. I'm a big fan. I'm collecting almost all of them now. They're pretty much collecting everything else I've collected. Plus, they just premiered the Christopher Reeve Superman. I have never seen a figure that looks so much like Christopher Reeve in my life. He actually
I saw that. Yeah,
with the crystal stand. It's freaking amazing.
Very nice.
And I mean, I'm just excited to put him on the shelf with my Batman. And then it wasn't too long ago, they announced that they did pick up the Michael Keaton license for Batman. So they'll be doing the Michael Keaton. What I'm more excited about is, hey, I might actually get a Catwoman to go with my whole collection here. And then you might also be able to get a Penguin. I'm quite happy with the Joker I have. Then I'm really kind of cross. Do you want to get that Nicholson? Do you not want to get that Nicholson?
Oh, you got to have that Nicholson.
Yeah.
So where are we going now? We're going to talk comics?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
How'd that go so far?
Well, so far I'm still here. We only got a few minutes till break. Maybe we should wait till after break so we don't, like, kick over chairs and stuff during break when we start talking comics here.
Right.
Because I may want to save myself. So maybe we'll go ahead and go to break first. I'm just a purist, I guess. I don't mind change. I mean, I love, like, the Jeff Matsuda Batman cartoons. I love Brave and I just like change if it's okay. But, man, sometimes you can kind of destroy the integrity of a character. And that's where I get kind of irritated, I think. I get frustrated with that.
Yeah, it's going a lot deeper than what they're doing right now. But we'll get into that here in a minute.
That's what's scaring me. I don't know if we should get into that here in a minute. But hey, we will. And we will be right back. I am so high, I can hear heaven.
Hero can save us. I'm not gonna stand here and wait.
that I'm sending to you. It isn't the love of a hero, and that's why I fear it won't do. And they say that a hero can save us. I'm not gonna stand here and wait. I'll hold on to the wings of the eagles. Watch as we all fly away. And they're watching us. They're watching us. Watch as we all fly away. And they're watching us. They're watching us.
Fazenda Brazilian Grill.
Fazenda Brazilian Grill serves from scratch Brazilian cuisine at a fraction of the cost of other Brazilian restaurants. Fazenda offers 14 different cold salads and 16 hot dishes daily on our hot and cold bar, with 7 different cuts of meat grilled on our wood fire rotisserie grill in a casual setting. Fazenda Brazilian Grill, Kansas City's only comida por quilo restaurant.
Fazenda Brazilian Grill, located just northeast of the I-29 highway and Berry Road intersections in the Boardwalk Shopping Center.
Attention all personnel. You got it. You got it. You found the most listened to radio station. Jackalope Radio.
And welcome back to the Brute Squad.
The Brute Squad.
The Brute Squad. The Brute Squad.
I just
love the sound of that. That is like the coolest name.
Well, there you go.
Hey, you would not believe the crap I went through before I finally decided, hey, we should use this.
I'm sure.
All right, DC, let's get into it. It's like a boxing match each week. Let's get into this about how much DC is just, it's blowing my mind because it's what drives me nuts is you have all these freaking events, which I'm not going to go into again. We've already beat that dead dog. But then you go into this Flashpoint. And Flashpoint's supposed to be kind of like a 3-month event. It's kind of an Elseworld title. We talked about it a lot last week, but Professor Zoom goes back, changes time. Barry Allen doesn't have his powers, you know. This is an Elseworld type reality, which we have in comics all the time. We've had the Age of Apocalypse, you know. We had Armageddon, which I think was a great limited series. You never knew who the bad guy was in that. It was kind of the idea of trying to, Wave Rider was trying to find out the histories of the futures of different heroes, find out who this ultimate villain was. So you get that. It's not a big deal. But my God, the crap they are going to do after Flashpoint. Number one, what I don't like about it is I understand they have to let people know what's going on because previews is going to be coming out and you're going to have all the solicitations on what's happening in previews. So they got to get this news of what's going to happen afterwards before it hits, you know, our ordering catalog. But the problem I have with that, it almost makes it like, okay, if everything's going to be rebooted after Flashpoint, what really is the point of reading Flashpoint? It kind of makes it null and void. It's kind of like, okay, because they're going to pick little pieces of it. And I think the thing that drives me the craziest is so many of these characters have just recently, since Final Crisis happened and Brightest Day and all this other stuff that they've been doing, you know, Flash Reborn, Green Lantern Reborn, you know, it's kind of like DC kind of revitalized their comics a lot anyway. They're starting to actually get a lot more profit sharing each month. You know, they're getting a lot more comics on the top 10. We're talking the last 10 years. Marvel's pretty much just beat the crap out of them when it comes to sales. And they're finally starting to shine. And what are they going to do? They're going to turn around and relaunch all their titles. And it's crazy. Rumor I heard this week is they're talking about when they have this new Elseworld, is what I'm calling it for lack of a better term, that Superman may not be married. They're saying that they may go ahead and break him and Lois up, which would make sense because Marvel just did it not too long ago with Brand New Day and Spider-Man and Mary Jane, and they can't have an original idea. I mean, this is what's bad. I'm telling you, one of my favorite comics right now is Warlord of Mars. And I talked about this comic last week, right?
John Carter.
Yes. And Dynamite Entertainment's doing it. They're on issue 7. They've been doing it for like 7-8 months, right? Somehow Marvel has the license, and now they're going to put out their version of John Carter of Mars.
Well, they had it years ago, yeah, back in the early 70s.
Well, now they're putting it out. So you have two different companies writing about the exact same character now. It's like, it's not bad enough that you're ripping off DC and DC's ripping you off, but you're straight out now going to put out the exact same comic of the exact same character that another publishing company is doing. And I got to tell you, I already looked at the early markup of the artwork from Marvel. Doesn't hold a candle to this, guys. Pass on it. Don't get it. Vote with your buck. Stick to Dynamite. I got to tell you, that one's awesome. I'm not happy with the other. But let's go back to DC. One of the big announcements today is that they're going to have Red Hood and the Outsiders. Number one, they're saying that it's not a team book. Lobdell is going to be writing it. And he says, it's not a team book. It's more about some characters, and it's all about the redemption of Jason Todd. So they're bringing Jason Todd back, which they've done, but now it's going to be a redemption book, and it's going to have Arsenal, Speedy, Red Arrow, whatever you want to call him this week, because he's got several code names. But those of you not reading Titans, which here you go, Titans is a new book that started not even a year ago. And it's got Deathstroke, it's got Tattoo Man, it's got the whole story of Arsenal's fall from grace. His daughter gets killed by Prometheus. He goes he used to be a junkie back in the 70s. He falls back into taking drugs again, hooking up with these bad guys. And it's kind of an interesting book because you kind of got all these different villains. Well, now they're going to reboot it all over again. And now he's with this Red Hood and the Outsiders. And so far, they've only announced three different characters. They've announced Starfire. And it looks like with her history, she's never was in the Titans. It looks like she's recently came back from the prison world she was held in for years. And then Jason Todd is about redemption. What I don't understand is you're going to have to rewrite the history of this guy. Because when he came back as the Red Hood, he was offing guys left and right. You cannot have a mass murderer as a superhero.
True.
So what are you going to do? Oh, kids, it's all right if you kill all these people, as long as you say you're sorry and go out and try harder. No, he's a bad guy. Come on, guys. Stick with it. You know, I don't buy it. I don't want this whole Darth Vader-ness in my comics. And I mean, it's like, come on, give me a break. You know, the perfect idea. Make him a villain. Make him against Nightwing. Hey, there you go. Like my bridge, right into the Nightwing. We've been having this whole thing about rest in peace, Batman International. Batman came back. Hey, Dick, you earned the cowl. You're going to keep it, and we're going to have Batmans around the world. Nope. Nightwing's coming back.
Good.
Which, that is the one thing I can say I'm happy about. I like the idea that Nightwing is coming back.
Look, I was thinking about this after our last show, and I have to admit, after I thought about it, the idea of the reboot made me feel kind of warm and fuzzy, and this is why. If we can go back to what we love and erase all this BS for the last year, you know what? I'm all for it. Let's get... the only thing, I saw the picture. I liked the way everybody looks. I did not like Superman too much. I didn't like the weird little... I don't know what the hell kind of neck
they all thing. Got V collars now.
It was ridiculous looking. I don't know what the hell that was. It looked like
well,
some
what
kind
it was
of a,
is
they it's like a waiter. He's
well, they
like Superman the waiter.
They designed it for Aquaman, and for Aquaman it works. It looks
right.
Good, but now they're doing it on all the characters, and I'm like,
yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah, well, you got one person designing all the heroes now, Jim Lee.
Well, who's brilliant, but yeah, they need a little bit of movement on that.
A little diversity.
Yeah, a little bit of diversity would be good.
Yeah,
I would think. You know.
Oh, but, I would think.
You know, my thing is, look, I'm really hopeful. Instead of getting upset, I'm very hopeful. I'm like, look, this could be a very good thing, man. This could be something really awesome for Batman and for Batman fans. We can get rid of all this crap. We can just erase, clean house. And that, to me, means a whole lot. So I'm trying to look at the positives of what they're doing. They're kind of,
and some of them were
erasing
right.
those like those weird tangents.
Right. Now the Nightwing coming back is great.
I love that.
And granted, he's got more as we were. Todd and I were talking about this earlier. He's got his classic costume. The difference is the big wing on the front, instead of being the classic blue, is now red. So I guess they're embracing Joel Schumacher's version. Yeah, and I was like, no.
If as long as he doesn't have nipples, I guess.
Thank God.
This kind of reminds me a little bit of Joel Schumacher and that whole insanity during that period at Warner Brothers when people who had no idea what they were doing were in charge of heroes. It's kind of what it feels like lately over there, but I'm not going to be mean. Like I said, I'm trying to be positive about the change.
Well, here's the good one. And a lot of people, and actually if you go out to the message boards, there's a lot of handicapped people that are very upset about this next move. Even though Dan DiDio has promised it would never happen, it's happening. Oracle is no more, and Barbara Gordon will go back to being Batgirl.
She's a little old.
Well, this is all a reboot, number one.
All right.
So they're saying they're de-aging the characters. The problem we have is Oracle has been such a great character. It's been an inspiration for a lot of, you know, people that are handicapped. There's a lot of people out there that, you know, they lose their legs in car accidents, that, you know, things happen. You know, and they could always look up to that character of Oracle because she showed someone that lost her legs by the Joker, which was by itself, the Killing Joke was a brilliant comic.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Oh, I love that story arc. And the fact that they took this character and made her something better than what she was. She wasn't just a vigilante. You know, and the problem I have with this, honestly, is number one, you have Batgirl, Stephanie Brown. All about redemption. You got Batgirl Cassandra Cain, who's still running around off and on. You have Batwoman, who they keep getting delayed, but you know, that's a lipstick lesbian. So you know you can't, that's what the new Batwoman is. She is a lipstick lesbian. That is the point of the character. Originally.
I don't even know what lipstick lesbian means.
Well, originally, she was supposed to be a non-butch character. Very elegant, long hair. She was supposed to be into girls, but into girls for being girls. But then they got a new writer about a year after 52, and then they went to, let's butch her hair, make her wear suits like guys, and make her the typical butch lesbian. Which I got to tell you, I'm so sick of the stereotypical, she must be gay. She's got short hair and she looks like a guy. They're not all like that. They're not. I thought it was refreshing to actually see a lesbian character actually portrayed differently. But no, they got to go to the stereotypical. Whichever, that's a whole other discussion, probably for another night. But then now you have Oracle, who's a great character. You know, she's like the eyes and ears, the network of all these superheroes. You know, the leader of the Birds of Prey. And now you got her as Batgirl. It's like, okay, that's like the fourth bat chick you got out there. You know, granted, they're probably, you know, still not going to have all the regular characters than they did before.
I don't know what to think yet. I'm going to wait and see what they do.
I know. Catwoman looks like she hasn't really changed at all. Same character, same costume. The big change is Birds of Prey. Since you don't have Oracle and you have Barbara as Batgirl, I mean, still supposedly written by Gail Simone, but you have Black Canary, but it looks like they have Poison Ivy, now a good guy.
What?
Yeah, Poison Ivy is now going to be...
Here we go.
Here you go. It looks like and she's kind of a little bit redeeming herself a little, because of the Gotham City Sirens. But, you know, that's been a pretty good, decent book. And all of a sudden, that one's ending. It also looks like you got Katana, which is a brand new version. You know, it's just, I think the point is, you know, change is good, but to have too much change, I think, is the sad part. I think you can have too much. What's the other news? Oh, Red Robin. They canceled his series.
Good.
And now
bring him back as Robin.
No, he's going to still be Red Robin.
No, we need Tim Drake is Robin. Tim Drake, not this freak.
Yeah, we're not going to get on Damian because, you know, he was created by He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Jerko.
Yeah. But no, that this, they're going to have what they're this new, new next generation of justice, and it's the Teen Titans 1. And I got to tell you, I'm not happy with this lineup. I mean, what I'm really kind of upset about is they just finally put the team back together. You got Connor, Superboy, got Kid Flash, Bart, you got Cassie as Wonder Girl, you got, but you know, Red Robin now looks like Falcon. They gave him wings. He looks like Black Condor. His new costume is he's actually got wings where he's like a flyer. Connor has like a big S Superman tattoo on his arm. You know, it's just Kid Flash has got this new suit. And then Wonder Girl, they're kind of describing her as like a thief. Like she's like an ex-villain or something. So you don't even have your real classic group. Static Shock, he's getting his own new series. Not really hepped on that one.
Got to keep the NAACP happy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, of course they will. You know why? They have a new title for Batman. Batman is now going to have a new title called Batwing. And it's going to be the first African-American Batman.
You know what? Why not create a whole new awesome character that's African-American that would appeal to
I've been arguing that for a while. It's like every time they turn around, we got to get a more diverse universe and a more diverse character. Yeah, then they brought in an African-American for Firestorm. Soon got rid of him because nobody liked him. Now they merged him with Ronnie because they're like, well, people want Ronnie enough. We're at least going to make it halfway right.
Oh, jeez.
So it's like Ronnie with Jason now. So you got them merged.
Wonderful.
But yeah, this new thing is going to be Batwing. And Jude Winnick is going to be writing it. Ben Oliver's doing the artwork. And it's a historic moment when the first black character to wear the Batman mantle will be the first to star in his own ongoing series. Batwing. They're not playing to history. I mean, I think that's the point that's really upsetting me about a lot of things. It's like they want to get everything so politically correct, but to kill off characters to make new ones.
Yeah, don't do that.
You know, and this whole thing like...
Especially if the guy was a white character and you just kill him to make a black character. That's kind of shitty.
Oh, I know. I agree. I mean, it sucks, dude.
It's El Succo Grande.
El Succo Grande. Oh, DC's going to have a whole, like, spiritual realm now of comics.
Oh, no. What, yes. We're going to bow to the Christian oppression now?
No, this is the opposite. They're actually going to be doing, like, Etrigan, the demon.
Oh, okay, I can deal.
Yeah, there you go. They're actually going to have it called Demon Knights.
Well, I just like recently...
It's Demon Knights for a comic, and
well, you
it's
know
for
what?
An Etrigan.
I'm okay with that, because I'm so tired of it being the other way. Like, recently, you know, we haven't been able to get any of the cool martial arts movies. Like, we had that awesome... Hey, man, they had a superhero film recently with Donnie Yen, Legend of the Fist. It never came to Kansas City. It played everywhere else. The new Takashi Miike movie, the big war movie, 13 Assassins. It was beautiful, epic Japanese battles. Never came to Kansas City, went everywhere else, but yet we get every damn Christian propaganda movie. We just got another one over at AMC this week, some damn crazy Christian cartoon. And I'm like, really, guys? It plays every theater in this city, and this is one of the few markets it plays in. It's the same with those damn movies that everyone else saw on cable, Left Behind. We get them in theaters here. It's terrible.
We are in the Bible Belt.
That's what sucks.
I mean, I'm just saying.
So let's get the demon Etrigan and let's set him loose.
So, dude, easy.
I'm ready. Burn the church!
Dude! For all those out there, forgive Todd. I will be praying for him tonight when I go to bed.
Oh, Jesus.
God forgive him. He knows not what he says. Or unfortunately, he does.
That's the part. Yes, I do. No more.
That's right. I'll pray for you anyway.
It's all right. Damn goobers over there.
Swamp Thing finally gets his own title.
Good, good.
And they're having a new title called Justice League Dark by Peter Magellan. It's going to be John Constantine.
Oh, wow.
Dead Man. Shade the Changing Man, because we got to bring back everybody from the Silver Age and the Gold Age.
Naturally.
And Madame Xanadu. And they're basically supernatural heroes. And it's kind of like the Justice League has them go against anything that's like dark and creepy.
Kind of weird.
Well, when you think about it, you know, Superman can't fight magic. It's one of his weaknesses.
So I know, but they should come up with a different title for it.
Justice League Dark?
Yeah, I think they should come up with
something
better.
It's kind of like a candy bar, isn't it? It's kind of like is. Justice League, you know, with peanut butter.
Yeah, kind of thinking, yeah, it sounds like a bad brand title. Yeah.
Sounds like a bad metal band is what it sounds like.
It kind of does. They need to come up with something different.
Still from Norwegian. You put the name Dark and it's got to be cool.
There you go. There you go.
Animal Man's getting his own series.
Really?
Yeah, crazy.
It is crazy. It seems like they're kind of scratching, trying to kind of pull anything they can out.
Frankenstein, Agent of Shade. Yeah. Who knew?
I have nothing to say.
I know there's a lot of people wanting Frankenstein.
Hey, they did when it was the monster.
Resurrection Man is coming back, even though when he had his own title back in the, I think it was 80s, 90s, it pretty much bombed. And then they have I, Vampire.
Hmm.
Or Van.
Weird.
By rising star Josh Frickvock, I believe. Tortured by centuries-old love for the Queen of the Damned, Andrew Bennett must save humanity from the violent uprising of his fellow vampires, even if it means exterminating his own kind. So basically what they're saying is DC has finally found a way to get their own Blade.
That's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah. I just, the problem I have is, okay, I'm a DC whore. I mean, I am. I mean, I love DC Comics. I get so many of their freaking titles. I mean, I get excited every Wednesday because these are iconic characters I love. And you know what? I really feel like I'm losing that.
You kind of are.
You know, these are not my iconic characters I grew up with. And I don't mind change. You know, Superman's changed. But to change an entire universe, to say that this stuff, never, you know, some of this history hasn't happened. I mean, I'm sorry. If you're going to do this, great. But let's do it under the premise that, hey, we're going to try this for a year. Or let's do it like, I mean, Marvel. I got to tell you, I love the idea that they went to the whole, you know, Ultimate Universe. Why couldn't they just do this, make it an Ultimate DC?
You know, you want to know why? Because DC has been alternate for far too long.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
I'm telling you, it's crazy. I'm not digging it.
Me either. It's kind of junk.
Yeah. Maybe, what do we got?
Maybe one day we'll come back and we'll maybe this change will make us all happy. Maybe they'll eliminate some of this just dangling crap out there. But
I have a dream.
Me too.
I have a dream that I win the lottery, and where everybody says I'm buying a house and I'm buying this, I want to buy enough stock in Warner Brothers that I can control DC Comics.
Yeah, yeah.
And Geoff Johns will do nothing but write comics and not actually redo the whole landscape. Because I got to tell you, everything I've read, they're saying a lot of this was Geoff Johns' brainchild. And I'm really disappointed if it truly is. Because I'm not digging this. I'm not excited.
Maybe it was his way of trying to get some of his characters back under control since they went so far.
But the point is, they're not even in the same costumes anymore. They don't even look like the same characters. How can you have it back in control when they don't even look the same?
Yeah, it's true. Some of them do, some of them don't. What's up with Superman's hair? I don't know what that's about. Looks like those guys at the movie theater that I hate that deal. Everyone listening, if you do this, I'm going to make fun of you. They take a whole bunch of goo and put it on their hands right when they get out of the shower. And they rub their hands on both sides of their head to a point right in the middle, like the Tin Woodsman.
See, I've seen something
a bunch, and then now they have like
you've seen something about Mary, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, is it really hair gel?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm wondering.
Yeah. So when you call him a D-head, you pretty much know exactly what you're talking about.
Kind of true.
Well, here, let's see. A lot of stuff came out this week. Flashpoint, Frankenstein and the Creatures of the Unknown. I got to tell you, that one I don't mind. I'm kind of digging it, but I mean, I like the Creatures of the Unknown, just doing it in our universe. And you got Booster Gold. I love Booster Gold.
I know you do.
I do. I love this guy.
I could never figure out why.
Because, you know, he's one of those guys that you can always say that he had all this great potential, and he's actually got it now. And I got to tell you, Jurgens is a great artist, a great writer. I'm digging it. Secret 7 came out for Flashpoint. Had the Enchantress in it, and was it the Changeling Man? I got to tell you, I read this one, and don't waste your money. It sucks. Don't like it. Don't like anything about it. If you do get it, read it, and soon after, donate it to your local charity. Flashpoint, World of Flashpoint. It's kind of a sci-fi thriller type Madame Xanadu.
Sounds like a help guide for computers.
Yeah, it looks bad. Red Robin was good this week, but we need to enjoy him while we can because it won't be long until I have wings, so it'll look like the little mini Falcon. And everything about the story arc that I've been following for, like, I don't know, 2 years won't mean anything because he'll be rewritten. We got Titans. Tattoo Man going against Vixen, and Vixen soon to be in Justice League International. I don't know what to say. I mean, I really want to get into this title, but I feel like I'm reading crap. It's kind of like, you know, I've liked it, I've enjoyed it, but since none of these characters are going to be together here in a few months, and they're all going to different teams and all different histories, I'm really kind of in a lull where it's like, why am I reading these? Birds of Prey came out, really good artwork, storyline's good, Hawk and Dove. And see, that sucks, you know, you bring Hawk and Dove back, and you put them in Birds of Prey, which makes sense to me. You know, a hawk is kind of a bird of prey. Dove is at least a bird. That's usually a prey. But now, that's another one DC's rebooting. Now they're going to get their own series, and Liefeld's going to be doing the artwork. I'm sorry. The one thing I got to say about Liefeld, I know he's done X-Force. I know he's done all these great titles in the past. But Liefeld, do me a favor. Take a fracking art class and learn how to draw feet. I mean, dude, you're getting paid how much a panel? And you don't know how to draw feet. If you look at his artwork, it's not that great, granted. I mean, he's making a living at it, and I'm not. But by the same token, it's like, dude, you're a professional artist. Take a class. There's some good teachers out there. X-Men Legacy came out, which is awesome. 250th issue. Kind of going back with Rogue and Legion and Professor X and trying to decide, is Rogue going to be with Magneto? Is Rogue going to be with Gambit? Same story arc that has been going on since the 80s. Make up your mind. Myth and Legends. Dude, this is one you need to start reading. This is a good one. It's all, you know, horror comics. You know, it's by Zenscope, you know, Grim Fairy Tales. This one's all about werewolves. And I got to tell you, I dig the Zenscope. I get almost every title they put out. They have a whole twisted story on the Piper, the Pied Piper, and he's just twisted. Strange. And yeah, he's out there. But it's a good title. Jim Butcher, Dresden Files came out. This comic, Dresden Files Full Moon, number 2, finally came out today. It was solicited last September. Almost a year old. The only thing I could say, you know, it's... they lost the artist. Brett Booth went to DC, so he's not doing the artwork. So pretty much the artwork's not that great, but the story's good. And it's written by Jim, you know, Butcher, our very own Independence native.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's kind of nice.
Yeah. Empowered came out. They had a little mini series. I got to tell you, those of you who have not read any Empowered, they're freaking hilarious. They're great. They're by Dark Horse Comics. And you have this one character, this, you know, our heroine, and she has this costume that gives her superpowers. Now it only gives her superpowers until it gets damaged. Once it gets damaged, she loses all her powers. So the whole thing is kind of just a joke. She'll go after bad guys, her suits get ripped, they automatically kidnap her, tie her up in the back, and the whole story arc basically is, you know, she has no powers until her suits mends again. This like alien Cenobite. Symbiote. Just got to tell you, though, it's funny. It's hilarious. It's something way out there. The guy's very tongue-in-cheek. I'm digging it.
That is cool.
Citizen Cold came out, and I read it. Here's a bad joke. It left me cold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it did. It did. The big story arc and the big finale is finally at the end. This whole thing is Citizen Cold is the greatest hero, but he's really a bad guy. And they have the big surprise at the end that they find out that he's a villain. And I'm thinking, what's the big surprise? And everybody freaking knows that Captain Cold is a villain. It's a 3-issue miniseries. And in the first issue, you find out he's a villain. Wow, big surprise. Captain Cold's a bad guy. Whew, who knew? DC, you're excited me. Stop it. Grim Fairy Tales came out, number 60. Great issue. The war's raging. I'm digging it. Secret Six actually came out last week. I'm digging Secret Six. I'm telling you, it's got Bane in it. It's got Deadshot. It's got Catman, Ragdoll, a whole bunch of freaking misfit B-list villains, except for Bane. And I got to tell you, man, Gil Simone is just a brilliant when she's writing. If you're not getting Secret Six, you need to be. My hope is that they're not canceling this one when it comes back. I think it's too good of a comic. As far as the big Flashpoint news, Emperor Aquaman, that's kind of gives you kind of the story of what happened in Europe about it being, everybody's trying to figure out, because Aquaman basically sank Europe. There's a big war. He's fighting Wonder Woman. And you find out that he used Geoforce to do it. Pretty, bloodthirsty character here. You got Aquaman, who's, for all practical purposes, the lamest superhero. The big joke, I talk to fish. But I got to tell you, he just wiped out an entire, continent with a big tidal wave, and he had no problem.
Yeah.
So, not bad. I mean, for one of the Flashpoint titles, I'm kind of digging it. But once again, it's kind of like one of those thought processes, does it matter? I mean, does any of it truly matter when you're rewriting your universe? But, what do you do?
True.
It comes to the point, you just got to...
shrug.
Vote with your buck, guys. If you're not digging it...
vote with your butt.
Buck.
Oh, all right.
With my butt. Nice.
I know a lot of people that do that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Here in this area.
Well, that's because most of them think with that.
Exactly.
But no. It's one of the guys... I'll guys straight up, Half these DC titles, I'm not going to get. I kind of, as much as I say I love DC, I think I'm going to start looking over to Marvel and Indies again.
Could be. But then again, Marvel makes you mad too. It's like, what can you do?
Yeah, but they're not as bad,
They have been.
They've been bad because they keep doing events.
Let's talk about Clone. Hello, the Peter Parker Clone series. Oh, that's all I can say. That's all I can say at this point. We only got a couple minutes left anyway, so that's a hell of a place to end. But
we're gonna, let's end with the Clone series. Yeah, that was bad.
It was terrible.
Yeah, I still think Brightest Day was worse. Not Brightest Day, but
Brand New Day was good. Yeah,
I think Brand New Day was worse. I mean, the whole fact of the greatest hero with the greatest responsibility. I'm gonna go make a deal with the devil.
Yeah, there you go.
Good thing he doesn't live in Kansas City, isn't it? Because devil doesn't come here.
Yeah, well. He could try to make a deal, then he'd get stoned, things thrown at him by the local Baptist.
Easy trigger.
Oh, burn the church!
Hey, those of you that are in the local area of Kansas City where we reside, October, Opeth and Catatonia will be here.
Great band.
Dude, I got to tell you, Catatonia, love the band. Love them. Opeth. I've seen Opeth a couple times in concert, and I got to tell you, they never disappoint. Those guys are freaking just, they're amazing. They're masters of their craft. Totally love these guys. Definitely go check them out. Catatonia, never seen them before, but I own their catalog, and I'm telling you, those guys freaking are incredible. I love their CDs. I'm excited that they're coming. I'm pretty sure Todd and I will be there front row.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be there. We're going to rock that place.
Yeah, we'll see if they need an opening band is what we need to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, there you go. We got till October.
True.
Get on the horn. It's summertime. It's time to play metal.
That's right. It is. It is time to rock.
But pretty much, I think we're out of time. Excellent. So you guys, thank you for tuning into the Brute Squad. We really appreciate everyone that actually tunes in, listens to us. But once again, turn in next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. And join us again for the Brute Squad.